This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Sign up to join the Brightside Ben team or purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we'll get your calls here in our second segment. We've got Dr. Anna Castilla coming on at the bottom of the hour. She's an expert on orthodontistry, and we're going to talk about dental health. And that's at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your phone calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. We're talking about the skin, specifically what I consider to be kind of an iconic skin disease and maybe even just an iconic health challenge, and that's psoriasis. And it's somewhat common, psoriasis. And first of all, I don't want to say it's common, but it's not uncommon. I think that's something like 25 million people have psoriasis the United States and in Europe, probably maybe 30, 40 million people, something like that. It's not incredibly common, but it's common enough, and it's definitely distressing. And I think it's iconic for a couple reasons. First of all, because it's poster child for how the inside shows up on the outside. It is an autoimmune disease. It's activated inside the body. We see it on the skin. We treat it on the skin. But it's not a skin problem, and that's what makes it iconic to me, is the fact that it looks like it's a skin problem, but it's happening on the inside. There's an underlying theme around everything we talk about in terms of health and nutrition on this program, and that is that where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. Where you see the problem is usually the secondary, or a sequel to what's happening inside the body. And that's why medicine doesn't really help us as much as it could, because we're always treating the outside. We're always treating the symptom. We're always treating the sign. We're always treating the sequelae, the sequel to the problem. The good news is that there's not a lot of problems, really. There's only a few. There's lots of different ways the problems can show up. There are thousands of different ways the problems can show up. But there's only a few ways that the problem starts. Starvation, suffocation, toxification. Now, in turn, starvation, suffocation, toxification involve lack of movement, lack of poor breathing strategies, stress, a few other things, but it's really, there's not a lot of things that we need to work on. In fact, there are so few things that we need to work on that it actually sounds simplistic. It sounds simple-minded. It doesn't sound real. That, oh, you got psoriasis? Change the way you eat, and you won't have psoriasis anymore. But if you just think about it, logically, psoriasis is an immune disease. It's an autoimmune disease, technically. But still, it involves the immune system. Immune system is your defense system. Pretty much all diseases have some aspect of immunity and defense. That alone should tell you how simple it can be to begin the reversal process of any long-term chronic progressive disease, disease that gets worse. That understanding alone, that disease is defense, just really feeling what that means. Because if disease means defense, that means healing means getting rid of the offending agent. Whatever is causing the defensive response, just get rid of it. Now, it's a little bit more complex because sometimes deficiencies can exacerbate defensive responses. The body becomes jumpy under conditions of deficiency. So, defensive responses can come from two directions. Something that we're not getting, or something that is getting into the system, and by that I mean the blood. Always when we talk about something getting into the body, we're talking about into the blood. Thus, the critical nature of the digestive tract, because that's how things get into the blood. It's not complicated. It's so simple. It's too simple. Because it makes us think that it can't be true. Just stop eating. Read the Walls Protocol. Dr. Terry Walls. She couldn't believe it. It was such an amazing thing to her. She wrote an entire book about how when she stopped eating, she felt better. Well, you don't need a... It's just logic. She couldn't believe it because, oh my God, she's a doctor. And so she's like, there's no way. I have MS. You're going to tell me I'm going to fast? I'm going to feel better? That cannot possibly be. So she did it. She fasted. She cured her MS. Literally. She wrote a book about it, The Walls Protocol. We had her on the bright side. Not that that's like anything spectacular in her book. There's nothing really spectacular in her book, but it's just interesting to see how when you just apply this common sense idea, you bust through your preconceived notions of what can work and what cannot work, or your preconceived notions of simplicity or not, or simple-mindedness, and you just do it, you feel better. If you have psoriasis and you fast, you're not going to have psoriasis. Now, you have to eat eventually. I understand that. But just for your own edification, for your own enlightenment, if you have psoriasis, stop eating. You'll see your plaques will get better. Now, you'll have to eat. So what you do when you eat, you just pay attention. And you watch for foods that cause a defensive response. And you'll know it by the way you feel. You'll know it by your digestive symptoms. And you'll know it by your skin. In a way, it's a good thing that you have psoriasis because now you have a barometer to what's going on inside your body. Now, there's other things you have to do. I'm not saying you're just fasting is the only thing. And obviously, you have to eat. But that's just one way that you can demonstrate for yourself the power of simplicity. In physics, we have a concept today called simplexity. Simplexity is about the little things that form the complex things. All complexity comes from a few simple little moves in biology, in embryology even. Our whole body comes from just cells turning on and off. That's how the embryo develops inside the womb. Cells turn on and off, basically. Really quite simple at the bottom of it, simplexity, in terms of how disease shows up, how psoriasis shows up. Wrong things in, right stuff not. Or right stuff isn't getting in, the wrong stuff is. That's pretty much it right there, in a nutshell. And if it sounds too simple to be true, try it. And you know what else? It's not just for psoriasis. It's for eczema. It's for acne. It's for whatever health challenge you have. Whatever health challenge you have, start to change what you put into the system and change what you, in terms of what you're putting in and what you're not putting in. It has to go from both directions. Psoriasis, by the way, and all skin conditions are really especially about fats. Fats in the skin go hand in hand. When they test the benefits or the uses of vitamins and minerals and essential nutrients, they take the mineral or the vitamin or the essential nutrient out of an animal's diet and they see what happens to the animals. That way they know that that nutrient was responsible for that particular system. So if they take vitamin A out of the diet of an animal, it gets night blindness. So you know that vitamin A is involved in night vision or in vision. You take magnesium out of the diet and you get hypertension. So they notice magnesium's got a role to play in lowering blood pressure. Well, it turns out that when you take essential fatty acids out of the diet, boom, skin problems. It's the key nutritional supplement to use for all skin health issues. Essential fatty acids. We'll continue when we come back from our break. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here. This segment, if you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, skin health issues, psoriasis, the heartbreak of psoriasis, which doesn't have to be the heartbreak of psoriasis. I was watching a commercial yesterday for some biologics. You know, these new biologic drugs, they're using them for everything. Why? Because biologics shoot down the immune system. so-called biologics drugs that you see advertised all the time, huge profit margins on these things. UMAB, and that's why they end with the suffix UMABs. Adalimumab, and really hard to say that UMAB means it's a monoclonal antibody, which is a fancy way of saying it's a chemical that shoots down the immune system. The immune system's made up of chemicals, molecules, antibodies. And these antibodies are what cause inflammatory responses, and they cause the healing response. So these new biologics, they target specifically the antibodies. These are so incredible. They're like heat-seeking missiles for antibodies. They know how to go find antibodies. And I'm not even going to get into the chemistry of how it happens because it's so amazingly cool and complicated. But anyway, so these biologics, they're used to treat almost everything. Why? Because almost everything has an immune component. So the logic of the biologics is they don't affect the whole body in general like a steroid does. It's a high-tech steroid. Steroids affect the whole body. And they're still used a lot, prednisone, because it shuts down everything in terms of the immune system. The biologics just shut down that specific antibody, so you don't get the whole kind of bodily response. But nonetheless, you still need the immune system. The biologics are maybe targeting a specific part of the immune system, but you still need your immune system. You can't just knock it out. It makes more sense, it makes far more sense to figure out what the heck's going on. But because the basic idea of medicine is that there's nothing we can do. That's the fundamental concept behind underneath the medical model when it comes to chronic degenerative disease. And again, this is not about attacking any doctors or personally. This is about the model. The paradigm itself has a theory or posits that you can't do anything, so you just have to shut down the immune system. But I'm telling you, you can. If your immune system is active, then you got to figure out what's activating it. It almost always is going to involve food and digestion. And by the way, if you're wondering, do probiotics help with psoriasis? You better believe they do. Probiotics are one of the best nutritional supplements to use if you've got probiotics. Reading from the journal Dermatology. October 29, 2 days ago. Efficacy and safety of oral administration of a mixture of probiotic strains in patients with psoriasis. These findings suggest that taking probiotics in conjunction with the use of topical therapy. They want to use topical therapy, of course. It's a medical magazine. May lead to improved outcomes in psoriasis. Modulation of the gut microbiome to a favorable profile during the 12-week period was consistent with clinical improvement. In other words, when the microbiome improved, so did the symptoms of psoriasis. Anything you can do for digestive health will help you with your disease state, whatever that disease is. Psoriasis is just a poster child. It's just an icon. It's just an example of what's true about all chronic, long-term degenerative diseases. Personally, as a skincare guy, I'm especially fascinated with psoriasis, and I've been studying psoriasis for many years. And guess what? We don't know much more about it than we did 30 years ago. I mean, we might know more about the specific molecules that are involved, but as far as addressing it, we knew it was an inflammatory and immune disease in the 60s. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Alaska and say good morning to my friend and new Truth client, Elaine in Alaska. How you doing, Elaine? I've been seeing your name popping up on the Truth
yeah,
Order page.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, my ears have been burning, so you must be saying.
Yes, we have been thinking about you. I think you placed two orders already.
No.
That was just one order?
One.
It was just one? Okay.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
Two. Okay, good.
Sometime I have to call in, and I'm curious about, because I see a lot of people with post-surgical scars.
Got to get those post-surgical scars pre-treatment and post-treatment.
With the omega-6?
You got to get it with everything. Hit the area to be cut whenever you're going into surgery. The area to be cut, just pound it with omega-6, yes, with also retinoids, although you want to be a little bit careful of the retinoids. And then internally, you want to make sure you're loading up on things like arginine, the amino acid arginine, amino acid glycine, vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, essential fatty acid.
Okay.
Collagen recovery complexes would be ideal for pre and post to prevent scarring. Have you seen keloid scarring? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Have you seen keloid scarring?
Yeah.
Vitamin D and essential fats and the sun.
Okay. Okay.
There's a reason why African Americans get keloids way more than white people because, and the Caucasians, because melanin blocks the vitamin D. Vitamin D in the sun and essential fatty acids in the sun are the way you want to protect against keloids. Or maybe if there's malabsorption, work on those too, those issues.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, I have a question on a patient. She's approaching 40. She came to me with knee pain. She's a runner, and she said her knee pain started after her longest last run. I said, how long was that? And she said it was 72 miles.
I wonder why she has knee pain. What the heck are you running 72 miles for?
She's an ultra runner.
Running, it's funny. Running is not all bad in a bag of chips. It's a little bit hard on the body.
I know. But,
and it's kind of an addiction because you do get some good feel-good hormones from the stress.
I know.
But it's just, it's not that great for the body.
Right. But the red flag to me was about 10 years ago, she had thyroid cancer, got the thyroid removed, and then she has occasional bouts of bilateral, she calls them cankles, like her ankles just totally swell up.
Yeah, circulation.
So I got her, she's going on the BTT, but just calling an ultra runner who does not have a thyroid, what would you recommend supplement-wise? If she wants to keep
things that help her fluidize the blood would be the first thing I think of from a supplement. It's not really a supplemental issue, but I would think things like vitamin E, vitamin C, glucosamine, fucoidin, garlic. These are things that thin the blood. That would be that strategy I would use there. But really, she needs to move, and not just 72 miles, but like hang upside down kind of thing, or maybe.
Okay.
It's funny that she has the cankles. Is she running all the time, or she just kind of runs here and there? She doesn't run every day, does she? Hard to have cankles if you run every day.
No, she was running harder, but now she's taking a break because of the knee pain. So
yeah, sounds like something's not circulating correctly.
Okay.
It's a circulatory issue. I understand the movement usually helps, but it seems like she is moving, right? She's not sedentary, is she? She's not sedentary now. She's moving around, right? Hang upside down. Work on slow, deep breathing techniques. It definitely sounds like a circulation problem. Could be a kidney problem, liver even.
Okay.
Is she healthy? She had thyroid cancer, so she can't be totally healthy. The thyroid regulates the circulatory system. Something's not percolating right in her metabolism. Something doesn't sound right in there, especially with the thyroid cancer. Look for other symptoms, too. That's always the best way to do it. All right. We got to go. We got a commercial break. Thanks, Elaine. Good to talk to you. I'm pharmacist Ben, and we have our Dr. Anna Castilla coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about orthodontistry, how you say it, when we come back from our commercial break. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first formal vote on an impeachment investigation in the U.S. House is going to happen shortly on Capitol Hill as the U.S. House Rules Committee did pass a resolution late last night that includes the establishment of procedures for the investigation, including public hearings. Republicans offered up a slew of amendments. Democrats shot most of them down. Wildfires are still scorching California north and south. In Northern California, the Kincade Fire is finally about 45% contained. Cal Fire spokesman Tom Porter says it is still just only a wake-up call to just how bad this fire season's probably going to be.
We've had a long and slow season thus far before all of this, and this has been kind of the point at which we've really turned on our season.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and also check out our blog posts and news stories and videos, lots of good free information, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. I am excited to have our next guest on. Dr. Anna Castilla is the author of a book called The Smile of Your Life, and she is an expert on smiling, actually. She's an orthodontist and an expert on giving you a good smile, but she knows a lot about smiling as well. On this program, we like to talk about the simple little things you could do to stay healthy, the non-pharmacological, non-medical intervention ways to stay healthy, and smiling has got to be at the top of the list of a non-pharmacological medical interventions. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Anna Castilla. Good morning, Dr. Castilla.
Good morning.
So I love the power of the smile, and we'll talk about orthodontistry here in a moment, but what made you begin to understand the relationship of smiling to hypertension and having a better mood and how it can impact your life? What clicked for you?
Well, it started with my own experience. I got orthodontic treatment when I was 23 years old. So I was already an adult when I got orthodontic treatment. And it's something that I had always wanted to do because I wasn't happy with my smile. But I really didn't understand the effect that it would have on me and on my life. And it was really a game changer for me. When I started orthodontic treatment, I used to be an engineer, actually. I was already working as a young engineer and in the automotive industry and, you know, wasn't, you know, very confident, you know, pretty reserved. I think a lot of reserved people going into engineering, actually. And I was pretty reserved. And, you know, the confidence that I got from getting a beautiful smile was really life-changing. And it actually inspired me to become a dentist and eventually an orthodontist. Something that I never thought I would do to go to school that long and never thought that I could, you know, achieve a goal like that, but I did.
You completely changed your career because of what it did for you personally.
Yes, that's correct.
Isn't that interesting? So, in other words, you didn't have what you thought of as a good smile or a perfect smile, and that you think that would relate it to your mood or your personality?
Absolutely, because I never wanted to smile. I had my upper left canine in particular. I always really hated that. I used to call it my uni fang, and it really bothered me. And even like one of the things I mentioned in my one of the stories I talk about in my book was at my college graduation photo. I'm sitting there, I'm very excited, graduated. I was one of the first people in my family to graduate from college, and I'm posing for my photo, and I would not smile no matter what my mom wanted me to do. I just would not smile because I hated my smile.
So your mission in life is to get people to understand the importance of their smile.
Yes. Yes.
That's really awesome.
I've seen it. I have hundreds of faces now. I'm blessed to have hundreds of faces now, and without fail, I see it every time. It really changes people, you know, young children that are really shy and quiet and come in, and we see them, you know, bloom into, you know, young adolescents that are confident and now they talk to you. In the beginning, they don't really want to talk to the clinical assistants, and they're very quiet, and then later they just become little chatterboxes and just turn into someone else. It's really, really fun to see.
So you make an interesting relationship or connection between smiling and blood pressure. And blood pressure to me is like a kind of like an icon for a part of the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system. So tell us, I imagine the smiling cannot just only affect your blood pressure, but other neural responses or other nervous system responses, correct?
Yeah, so when you smile, your brain releases these signaling molecules called neurotransmitters and neuropeptides, and kind of think of these as the happy molecules, because then they influence your body to not only reduce your stress levels, but it elevates your mood, it helps with your sleep, it lowers your heart rate, and then which ultimately lowers your blood pressure as well.
So I wonder people could lower their dose. Do you think people could actually use it therapeutically to lower their dose of their hypertensive, or even wean themselves off their hypertensive?
I think that it's a big contributor. Obviously you still need to eat well and exercise, being healthy and being overall more happy will definitely contribute to your blood pressure and your overall health.
So tell us about the book Smile of Your Life, Everything You Need to Know for Your Orthodontic Journey. I imagine there's some orthodontistry in there, correct?
Yes. Yes, definitely. The first part of the book actually talks about my smile journey and how I ended up becoming an orthodontist. And then we also talk about how the importance of having a smile and a great smile that you're confident with, that you're happy with, how that contributes to just a better quality of life on every aspect, from dating, getting a job, having friends, and how it also having correctly positioned and a good teeth and a good bite helps you have healthier teeth too. because it's not just strictly about aesthetics. You know, teeth that are straight and well-fitting, also they have a harder time getting gum disease. So having a good bite helps you prevent gum disease. It helps you with improved eating and nutritional habits, helps you keep them longer, because when the teeth don't fit well, they wear prematurely. Some of them, you know, because if your teeth don't fit, like some of them hit, some of them don't, you know, so the teeth that hit hard will wear faster and the teeth that don't wear. And so you get these, you know, uneven wear throughout your teeth. And sometimes, you know, some of the teeth that if they hit hard enough, you end up cracking them, and that leads to crowns, and then you kind of go in that spiral of, you know, of
poor dental
of
health,
needing dental work in order to save the tooth that you damaged because of your bad bite. And then once you get a crown, now that tooth is compromised and eventually will need another crown, which means you have to shave it down some more, and you just kind of get in that vicious cycle.
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say the final thing is that it also for those that have teeth that stick out a lot, it reduces the risk of tooth injury from accidents. Every time I meet a child with a teeth that, or an adult that has teeth that stick out, they, at some point in their lives, they have chipped one of those front teeth just because they stick out so far.
What's the deal with grinding? How is it pretty common? Night grinding, dental grinding—it is common, isn't it?
Yeah, it is common. It's just a stress response.
Coffee.
Some people get stressed and they lose some of their hair, or some people bite their nails, and some people grind their teeth.
How about caffeine?
What exacerbates the problem is if you have a bad bite to begin with and you're grinding.
How about caffeine or coffee or sugar or soda pop? Does that have an impact on grinding, you think?
I don't think so.
No? Not
no.
Being over-caffeinated?
No,
right.
I think...
We got to take
no,
a commercial break.
No, not being over-caffeinated. I mean...
You don't think?
I think that being over-caffeinated is going to affect your sleep, and you're just not going to get a good quality sleep, but it doesn't... there's plenty of people that grind their teeth and don't drink coffee.
All right, we got to take a commercial break, Doc. We'll be back
right after
this. Hey, everyone.
Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8660. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Anna Castilla about orthodontistry. Dr. Castilla, when I think about orthodontistry, I think of braces. That's the most. Is that pretty much what you guys do, or what else is going on? First of all, what are braces?
Braces are little brackets that get bonded onto your teeth individually, and they're really. A lot of people think that it's the braces that move your teeth, but they're really just a little door handle on your tooth. What actually moves the teeth is the wire that connects the braces.
And then you just gradually
tighten. There's definitely a lot more options today than just traditional braces.
Why is it that human beings have such messed up teeth? Like, I mean, it doesn't seem like it fits in with the rest of our bodies, which run so perfectly except for our teeth and our gums.
You know, that's a great question that really nobody knows the answer to. But it is genetic. Think problems such as, you know, a small jaw will be genetic, and that affects your bite, because if your lower jaw is small, then, you know, they're not going to reach the upper teeth and you'll have that big overbite. Or conversely, the large lower jaw, that will run in a family too. So I think it's because the teeth are connected to the jaws, and people come in different shapes and sizes, right? So people are tall, people are short, and it's connected to the skeletal system. The teeth are in jawbone, and there's different sizes of jaws, and so that will affect the bite and affect the teeth. Sometimes people have really narrow upper jaws, and they're so narrow that the teeth can barely come in, and it leads to things like impacted canines, meaning that the canine gets stuck in the bone, and only a surgery can bring it down because it just has no room. Or you need a surgery to widen your jaw because it just, you know. So I think it's the fact that the teeth are, you know, not necessarily the ones to blame, but it's the fact that they're connected to the skeletal system and the large variety that exists there.
Do orthodontists work with the gums at all, or is it just with the structure in the bones?
Well, the gums exist only where bone is. So in that sense, we do indirectly work with the gum. We don't do any gum surgeries or procedures. That would be more of the realm of a periodontist. But especially now that adult orthodontic treatment is at record high levels, we definitely have to pay attention to the health of gums, especially because periodontal disease or gum disease is so rampant in the United States, and really in the world.
Are gums an extension of the bone, or is it the same? Is it connective tissue too, like the bone?
Well, the gums are attached to your jawbone. Yes, the gums are attached. So, and they can only exist where bone is. So wherever there's no bone, there's no gum. So for example, if someone that has severe crowding to the point where one tooth is getting pushed out of the bone, that tooth will always have gum recession because the tooth is getting pushed out of the bone and now the root of the tooth is exposed. So the gum cannot sit over root, over a tooth root. It's kind of like a sandwich. It's like the root, the bone in between, and then the gum always has to sit over the bone. So wherever there's no bone, there's no gum.
So when the bone dissolves, the bone is like in the middle of the sandwich there, right?
Right, that's correct.
So when the bone dissolves, is that when you get root canals and root problems?
No, root canal is more of an issue of the inside of the tooth. So in the inside of the tooth is hollow and has a pulp, which is a collection of blood vessels and nerves, and that's on the inside of the crown. And if you keep going further down the hollow part of the tube into the root, there's a canal, and in that canal, the root is hollow. So the inside of the root, there's a canal, and that houses a nerve, and that nerve is what allows you to feel cold on your teeth or warm or things like that.
So when the gum recedes, you're more likely to have root issues.
Yes, when the gum recedes, that means gum recedes only when bone recedes. So I think the most important thing is that if you see gum recession, it's usually because the bone has receded. And since the bone is what houses the teeth, you know, then that means that the tooth is compromised, you know, its position in the bone. It's kind of like if you have a post in the ground and it's in a deep hole, then that post, that fence post, for example, is very stable. But if you put that same fence post in a shallow hole in the ground, then you can easily move it. And it's not as stable if you get a big gust of wind or, you know, so it's the same thing. So the main concerns with periodontal disease is chronic, you know, periodontal disease causes eventually bone loss. It causes you to lose bone. As you lose bone, you see the gum receding as well, and the roots are now exposed. So these are like fence posts that are in a shallow hole, and this leads to tooth mobility, and if the bone keeps dropping, it could eventually just fall out. Your teeth can just fall out.
Is there a relationship between osteoporosis and gum disease? Is it a type of osteoporosis? Is gum, or receding gums, I should say not gum disease, but receding gums, isn't that a type of osteoporosis?
No. Gum disease is caused by plaque or tartar that sits on your teeth for long periods of time. And not everybody has the same predisposition to gum disease because some people, it depends on the microflora in your mouth. So for some people, they kind of tend to have the bugs in their mouth that cause cavities. And you always hear of people that get cavities easily. And then for some people, they kind of have the bugs in the bugs that they have in their mouth are more of the bugs that cause gum disease. So if you have the right bugs in your mouth and you have long-term plaque or tartar, then you are at risk for gum disease because the tartar and the plaque it's kind of like food for bacteria. But then bacteria start living in your mouth and the body doesn't like that. Oh, there's bacteria living here. So the body doesn't like that and the body responds with inflammation. That's what increases, blood flow to the mouth and gums start bleeding really easily when you floss. And so now you have this chronic inflammation that you have inflammation in your mouth year after year after year. Well, what happens is that at some point the inflammatory system in your body gets confused and it's attacking bacteria because it's trying to get the bacteria out of your mouth, but then it starts attacking your body too. And that's what results in the bone loss. And it doesn't hurt, unfortunately. It's kind of like diabetes. It doesn't hurt, so people live with it sometimes for a long period of time, and it's not until maybe they get health insurance finally, and then they go to the doctor, the dentist, and the dentist tells them, you know, well, you need a deep cleaning, and you have a lot of bone loss, and, you know, and sometimes they wouldn't have known otherwise.
But it all starts off with the wrong kind of microbiome in the mouth, oral microbiome.
Well, really, it kind of mostly starts with having plaque on your teeth or tartar on your teeth that hasn't been removed by your dental professional. Because even if you have the wrong, So, I mean, to answer your question, I guess yes. Because even if you have the wrong bacteria in your mouth, if you don't have the tartar, then you won't get the gum disease.
So again, right? Regular cleaning is one strategy. Is there anything you can do for the microbiome, for the oral microbiome?
No, not really. That part is more of a genetic part. But the best thing you can do is what we've been saying forever. You know, just floss every day, keep your teeth clean, go to the dentist or your hygienist, and get your teeth clean.
Where does nutrition fit in?
Nutrition fits in more for cavities. Now I always get concerned. Now I see everybody walking around with these energy drinks, especially young people that are doing sports and walking around, and they're sipping on them all day long. And those are the cavity causing bacteria are different from the gum disease causing bacteria. But everybody has them. Some people, like I said, are more predisposed to cavities than others, just depending on the composition of their microflora. But with nutrition.
Any supplements you could take?
Staying away from sugary foods.
Any supplements? Calcium, magnesium, minerals, anything like that? Vitamin C for the gums?
I think just eating healthy overall. I don't think that there's any supplements that are specific for preventing gum disease. The number one thing you can do for preventing any diseases in the mouth, whether cavities or gum disease, is keeping your teeth clean, really.
All right.
Brushing,
well, you know
flossing.
What? You might want to look into
sugar.
You might want to look into coenzyme Q10 and vitamin C. Just saying, Doc. Hey, good to talk to you, Dr. Anna Castilla. Thank you so much for your time. And the book is The Smile of Your Life, Dr. Anna Castilla. You have a website, Dr. Castilla?
I do. It's called DrAnnaCastilla.com.
DrAnnaCastilla.com. Thanks for being on The Bright Side. I appreciate it. And thank you to my Bright Side listeners. Appreciate all you guys. Thanks for listening. And please check out our websites, BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com for the longevity products. And don't forget to take a look at True Skin Health Products at TruthTreatments.com. That's all the time we have for today. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.